You might be pleased to know that I only have a few words to say today. There is very little that I can add to a moment like this, to the beauty of living in a multi-generational community, so little that can augment what was demonstrated here, the poignancy of being part of the cycle of life and having no choice but to take a moment to think about where we are on the turning of that wheel. As I mentioned, the Persian poet Hafiz, whose words we used in our blessing this morning, said, "A love so deep and sweet, it needed to express itself in something new." Hafiz's records of his history of his life are hard to find, but we do know from his own writing that he had a son and a wife he married in his 20s. It's a widely accepted truth that his one child, who he called Light of His Eyes in English, in the English translation, was lost to him tragically along with his wife. And that grief inspired many of his deepest works. Who knows if he was writing specifically about a child when he wrote the words that we've shared, but I do think about them in that way. What is the root of all these words? One thing: love. But a love so deep and so sweet, with scents and sounds and colors that never before existed. And you know, it doesn't really matter whether he was talking about a child or not. What matters to me is that he defines love in a way that I find incredible. He defines a love that must express itself through creativity, through newness, a love that demands expansion, new hearing, new sight, a new abundance of sensation. It bursts out. I love that it doesn't matter that if it's a child or a piece of art or the tilling of the earth. I love the implication that anything so deep and sweet as what Hafiz is feeling has to find a way to exist. I have a child. I think most of you know that. Her name is Liliana. She's 15. My love for her is so beyond anything I've felt before that it is painful in moments. But that love expresses itself in new ways all the time. And here's the thing. Sometimes the way that love expresses itself isn't very pretty or praiseworthy. That's true too. Like, all of the sensations are love of love are not always nice. Gardens aren't always neatly tilled, and paintings don't always come out nice to look at. Love is sometimes messy. Some people say if you don't have kids, then you can't understand that kind of love. There's a lot of judgment out there about parenthood and its necessity, but I don't agree. I don't actually think you have to be a parent in order to understand that kind of love. Because what I've learned is that what makes parental love so powerful, so deep and sweet, is that it demands constant attention. I have not been alone in my head for 15 years. It also requires an unshakable sense of responsibility, while at the same time letting go and letting be the whole damn time. In the service of creation, we are not in charge of what is created or how love that bursts forth is manifested. If we try to be, we will be disappointed. But if we let it become exactly as it must, the results are almost always breathtaking and so much better than our imaginations. It happens when the poem that you were sure you knew the ending to comes up with a brand new line that takes you in a different direction. It happens when the flower that grew in the wrong spot in your garden ends up being more gorgeous than the rest of the flowers you threw together combined. It happens when a painting whose color got blurred by mistake now makes everyone who looks at it cry tears of longing. This kind of deep and sweet love lives in the puppy that was raised to make big bucks in the show circuit, but now comforts the dying with its soft, gentle, and unambitious soul. And the cat who surprises you by loving car rides and giving you high fives. A love so deep and true that it can't help but burst forth in newness you could not possibly have planned. When June Jordan said, "We are the ones we've been waiting for," I think this is the kind of love she wanted to invoke. The kind of love that means we pay deep attention, we acknowledge responsibility, and we let the creativity of the universe burst forth in healing ways that we cannot fully prepare for, but are no less a part of, in all the ways that that can happen. Our choir anthem this morning is perfect for this sentiment. It's about being together, none of us raised alone. All we are doing is sowing the seeds of change that are already alive, already within the earth. It is a great turning we are in, with each of us on a different spot on the wheel. And what we can do is say yes. That's pretty much it. Yes to paying attention. Yes to being responsible. Yes to letting go at the same time, and then leading with that love so deep and sweet that something new is born in every moment. May it be so.